listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, citywide rummage sales are exciting to some people, but how about a 100-mile garage sale? We'll find out more about an event along the Mississippi River that starts tomorrow. First, thousands of people turned out in Waukesha yesterday for a march. They were protesting an initiative from the Waukesha County Sheriff's Department by the name of 287G, which would let them cooperate with immigration and customs enforcement. Waukesha School Board member Diane Voigt spoke at the march yesterday, directly addressing Waukesha County Sheriff Eric Severson.
Sheriff Severson, I appeal to you as a parent. Please consider the anxiety and fear of the children who don't want to be separated from their families.
Bill Glauber is a reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's with us now to talk about this immigration enforcement issue. Bill, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Well, can you talk about what the Waukesha County Sheriff's Office would do specifically?
Well, what they want to be a part of and will be a part of is a jail program. That is, if an illegal immigrant comes into the jail, has a criminal record, they could hold them as a with a what's known as a detainer. So they would basically be, after training, they would basically be deputized by ICE to participate in immigration enforcement, but only in the jail, a jail model program. They're not going to be going out in the streets conducting raids. It's simply, if you come into the jail, you have a criminal record, an immigration detainer is put on you, and the inmate could be subject to removal.
And you have reported on this. The sheriff there is really emphasizing that point strongly. This is in the jails only, not direct enforcement out in the community, he's saying.
Yes, that's what he wants to make clear, that it's not out in the community. You know, this program 287G has been around since about the mid-1990s. It's generally a jail model program, but it has been used with out in the community as well. In some cases, of course, not here in Wisconsin. They're sort of not restarting the program, but putting more of an emphasis on the program under the Trump administration. There's about 72 jurisdictions now that are going to take part in this program. Milwaukee County, under Sheriff David A. Clark Jr., had applied for it, but once Clark retired, the county lost interest. So it's really just in Waukesha County right now where this would be operating. Two correctional officer staff will be undergoing training or due to undergo training in mid-June for about a month. When they return from that training, they'll sit down with the sheriff and discuss the program, what needs to be put in place. And although there's no timeline on when the program will be instituted, it will be sometime this year, if all goes well, for the sheriff's department.
And who would this apply to? Who would be affected if they showed up in the jail there? Who would get ultimately referred to ICE and detained until, I guess, ICE could come by?
Yeah, well, what he says, it's for people who are believed to have committed crimes in the community. So the intent is not to take somebody in who, say, crosses a double yellow line. The intent is to, you know, known offenders are who they would be looking for, who would be subject to this. And again, they will have a system there, a computer system that will link up to ICE to go through that and to see, you know, who would be subject to removal. That's my understanding of the program.
Bill Glauber is a reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel with us now to talk about immigration enforcement, a program, national program the Waukesha County Sheriff's Office is participating in. Bill, that's how the sheriff describes what they're doing here. What are we hearing? We had this protest yesterday, fairly big protest in Waukesha. What concerns are people raising about this program?
Well, the concerns that people in the community, Voces de Frontera, they are saying that it's part of an agenda for mass deportation of people of color, immigrants and refugees. And Christine Newman Ortiz told demonstrators that because of that agenda, undocumented people, fathers, mothers and children are targets for deportation. They say that it will separate families by deporting undocumented immigrants for minor offenses. And also, one claim is that it will make these undocumented immigrants afraid to report serious crimes.
And
that's their claim. The sheriff says that will not happen, that this is targeted or at a very small number of people who they believe have committed crimes.
And that minor offenses phrase that you mentioned appears to be a point of contention here. The idea that, if it's somebody accused of a murder or who's been convicted in the past who ends up in the jail, that's one thing. If it's somebody who ends up in jail, back parking fines, other things that I don't know what all you can end up in jail for. But lesser stuff, that's what protesters are worried about, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's what protesters are worried about. And, in fact, one of the gentlemen I spoke to, Mr. Villarreal, who's the president and chief executive of Waukesha-based La Casa de Esperanza, he is a friend of the sheriff's, disagrees with him on the policy. And, and he told me he worries that these small incidents could snowball into major incidents and deportation. And he says he was assured by the sheriff that they are focusing on more violent crimes, more serious crimes. And again, Villarreal is fearful that it could lead to some misunderstandings and some innocent people or people who are in the country without documents to be reported. You know, in the past, they have, he says there have been, this is Sheriff Severson, up to around 20 people a year in the jail, who will be moved on to ICE as it stands now. What he's saying is that this makes it I want to say a more legal situation. It in terms of it does away with any question that the sheriff's department could be sued on sued for violations, and that what he's trying to do is make it more sound. He told me what's motivating him to apply for 287G is his commitment to not violate people's rights.
And Bill, while this might, as this goes into effect, might not have a huge difference in the number of people deported from Waukesha County, it seems like the symbolic value is really big here, this huge national issue, and here we have a point of contention here in Wisconsin. Is that what is really getting people paying attention to this in that area?
I think you're probably right. It is hugely, it's a practical issue. It's also a symbolic issue. Most people around the state may not know that there has been a long-time Hispanic population in Waukesha that's historic, just as there has been in the city of Milwaukee. Probably people are more familiar with the city of Milwaukee. So it does have some resonance here in southeast Wisconsin, obviously other parts of the state too. But Waukesha is basically the first in this new effort to sign up to 287G.
And as we wrap up, Bill, we have the sheriff going ahead with doing this, protesters saying he shouldn't. Are there calls from people who are criticizing this for, the county board or some other authority to weigh in and try to prevent this happening?
Well, basically, my understanding is that the sheriff has gotten this signed off on. It's his decision, but there is agreement in Waukesha County to have this. And they signed this back in mid-February, I believe. The memorandum of understanding was signed between Waukesha County and immigration. So, this is going into effect. There hasn't been, as far as I know, there's been very little political blowback in the wider Waukesha County community. And the sheriff told me that that what he's doing is supported, that, he's out to protect his community, his constituents, who he said want him to work with ICE to make sure that if the people are in the county that are there illegally and committing crimes, that they are not released back into the community.
Bill, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Bill Glauber is a reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He was with us to talk about a program that would allow the Waukesha County Sheriff's Department to cooperate with Immigration and Customs Enforcement in jails specifically.